So in the Haggadah we mentioned that there is a mitzvah of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim all year long, not only by Yom, even by Laila. Machlokes HaTanaim, whether the word kol yimecha yecho, is marbe lehavi lemois HaMashiach, but the mitzvah only applies in Shachris, or the lemois HaMashiach, the mitzvah of Zechirat Mitzrayim will no longer apply, no longer be noeg, and by the mazeh, not the lemois HaMashiach, it's noeg by Yom u'balayla. So the question is, we say the Vayomer, we say the third parsha of Shema Balayla also. We assume that Limos HaMashiach will not be Noeg, it's only Noeg Boil HaMazeh, even by Yom Hu Balayla. So what's Manishtan at Leil Pesach? What's unique about Leil Pesach? Every night of the year we say Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you have to say that there's a difference. Baal HaGadol says, Kol HaMar B'Lasapa Reis HaMeshubach. All year long there's no Inyan HaMar B'Lasapa, just Zechirat B'Kitza. And at Pesach night there's an Inyan HaMar B'Lasapa. That's why we call it Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipa means by Riches, but he got it. Haggadah means to tell a long story. And Zechira just means to say B'kitza. So that's one difference between the two. The Rav Chaim mentioned that there are several differences between Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach and Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim of every other night of the year when you daven Maariv. So one difference is B'kitza Rabbah Riches. The other difference is L'sapa B'Acherim. L'chatchila it says V'higadah to L'bincha. You should tell it to someone else. And if he has no children, then he tells to his wife, and if he doesn't have a wife, then he tells to take Tamir HaChamim. One tells to the other one. If you have no one else, the person eats all by himself. Very strange. A person eats all by himself by the Seder. He wrote in the biography of the last Lubavitcher Rebbe that he was a very private person, even though he was so public. That was his job. He was a Rebbe. He had to do things in public. But personally, he was extremely private. And by his Seder, he'd never had any children. So he had his wife and his mother-in-law. After the mother-in-law passed away, he only had the Seder with his wife. And after the wife passed away, he had the Seder by himself. He didn't want anybody else there. So that's very unusual. Normal is you have at least two people, and yisaper lesaper lachem to tell them. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, if there's no one else there, then you ask the questions to yourself. And you give the answers yourself. It should be derech sheila tshuva regarding mitzvahs alayla, and it should be lechatchila la'acherim. This is based on the pasuk. It says, "V'hoi kishol chabin chamoch aleim amah abayda zos lachem." What are the mitzvahs all about? We got it to levincha. You tell over. So you see, it's lesapa la'acherim, and it should be derech sheila tshuva regarding the mitzvahs alayla. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to explain, that the Manishtana really. There was a question about Korban Pesach. How come you eat Korban Pesach? And then Bizman said there's no Korban Pesach, so you leave out that question. So Bizman said, yes, Kalala Zekula Matzah, yes, about Morer. So you ask a question about Pesach, Matzah, and Morer. Then you have another two questions, one about Mesubin and one about Matbilin. So Mesubin is a mitzvah midirabbanan, that's not a mitzvah min HaTorah. And the Mefarshim raise an issue. How come you only ask about Mesubin? How come you only ask about Arba Kaisis? So Rav Soloveitchik was fond of explaining based on the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's a din min HaTorah b'chol dor v'dor chayv adam liris esatz mekili yatzim v'mitzrayim. And mid the Rabbanan there's a din b'chol dor v'dor chayv adam laharis esatzmo to demonstrate kilu yatzim v'mitzrayim. How does one fulfill the din the Rabbanan laharis esatzmo? So that the Rambam says there are two ways to demonstrate. One way is by having abakosis, because avodim are not given schnapps, they're not given wine to drink away. They give them a cup of coffee and go to work. They don't spend money on alcoholic beverages on the avodim. They're not going to work hard. They're going to be relaxing all the time. So abakosis is one way, laharis is atzmo, and hesed is the other way. So these are two parts of the same mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik taught that once you asked about halal zekolon and misobim, so included in that mitzvah is also the mitzvah of abakosis. It's two parts of the same mitzvah. Then the question was about the matbilim. What mitzvah is it in matbilim? Which one of the mitzvahs halayla is that you say about matbilim? So if you hold the halacha, the Mishnah has a machlekes between Rav Lozber, Rav Tzadik, and Achachamim regarding the nature of charoisis. Rav Lozber, Rav Tzadik holds that charoisis is a mitzvah midirabbanan. And we went through, the Bavli gives two reasons why it's a mitzvah midirabbanan, either zecher letit or zecher letapuach tachas hatapuach haraticha. And Tosis quotes, Yerushalmi has a third reason, what it's a zecher for, it's a zecher ledam. So the Gemara says, the Bavli only has two reasons. So the Bavli says you should prepare the chayrosis in such a way to satisfy the both opinions. So you should make it zechelitit, it should be thick, like cement. It's cement before it becomes hard. So it's very thick. And then it should be zechelitapuch, so it should have tapuch, means a citrus fruit. Tosis points out, Tosis writes that tapuch means an esrog, or citrus fruits. So the Gemara says, tzarch lekuhuyei, it should have a sharp, a tangy flavor to it, acidic flavor like a citrus fruit had, like the orange. Put in some orange or something like that, a grapefruit into the haroises. According to the Yushalmi, that is supposed to be zechel adam. So after you have the thick haroises, the zechel etit, that's thick, so then you pour in red wine. It says Shulchan Aruch, unless you live in a country where there's alilas adam, so then you don't look for trouble, so you don't try to satisfy that Yerushalmi to make a zechel adam. So Rav Lozer Rav Tzadik is of the opinion haroises is a mitzvah. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah follows Rav Lozer Rav Tzadik, and despite the fact that it's a mitzvah, a bracha is not recited. So that's the question, why not? If it's really a mitzvah in the Rabbanah, why don't you say a bracha? So the Mefarshim, the Tur, and other Rishonim say, and the Mefarshim and the Ram quoted from the Tur, that just like there's a rule of Ika v'tofel, Pirach ala'ika, Pater satveilo, by Bichas Hanenin, so too there's such a concept, there's such a principle by Bichas HaMitzvah as well. That's the last Mishnah in the Mesichta. There's a Machlek, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, on the very last Daf Himsoch and Birch Ala Pesach, with the Pater is HaZevach. The Chagiga Sarbo Osir is only made the Rabbonah. Chagiga that you bring on Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkot, that's one of the three Karbonahs that you're obligated to bring in the Torah. Gimel Mitzvahs, that's a Tosefta in the first Perek in Chagiga, quoted by the Gemara. First Perek in Chagiga, Gimel Mitzvahs, since Tabi saw Bali Yosem L'Regel, when the Ola Regel they become obligated to bring three Karbonahs, Riyah Chagiga and Simcha. So the Shalmi Chagiga, on Yontif, that's a Din D'Oraisa. But Chagiga Sarba Osar, that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. We hold Chagiga Sarba Osar is only with the Rabbanan, in order that the Pesach should be Nechal Ala Sova. One Tana was of the opinion Chagiga Sarba Osar is D'Oraisa and it's Bechel Shabbos. If there are Pesach Choli is B'Shabbos, not only are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to Shecht the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to Shecht the Chagiga Sarba Osar also, but we have not accepted that opinion. The whole Chagiga Sarba Osar is Lav D'Oraisa. So the whole purpose of the Chagiga Sarba Osar, it's a tofel to the Korban Pesach, in order that the Korban Pesach should be nechal ala sova. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that just like Birch Aloika Patas Atvelo by Birchas Hanenin, that's a Mishnah in Ketz HaMavochim, so too regarding Birchas HaMitzvah, Tosis quotes this from Yerushalmi. The Bavli gives a different, totally different explanation in the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel on the last Mishnah in Pesach. Bavli gives a totally different explanation. But I don't know. Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi. They don't even say that the Yerushalmi is choylik on the Bavli. I don't know how Tosis understood that the two blend in together. Maybe they just meant that the Yerushalmi is choylik on the Bavli. But the Yerushalmi says that the issue that they're talking about is Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Korban Pesach is the Iker Mitzvah, Chagiga Sabas is only with the Rabbanan in order that the Pesach should be Nachal Ala Sova. So if you said the Bracha, Piruch Ala Pesach, Potas HaZevach. If you said the Bracha on Achilas HaPesach, there's no need to say the Bracha on the Chagiga Sabas. Because of Iker and Tofel. So that's what many Rishonim say. Even if you hold like Rav Lozer Rav Tzadik, that Charoisis is a Mitzvah with the Rabbanan, but what do you do with the haroises? You dip the maror into the haroises. So the ikar is the maror, and the haroises is the tuffel. So biruch halu ikar, potter is hatvelo. Yeah, this is a problem. This mishnah is a problem. Rabbi Shmuel says biruch biruches haPesach potter is shel zevach. If he said the bracha on the korban Pesach, it's an ikar and a tuffel. So potter is the zevach. But you eat the chagigas habasa before you eat the korban Pesach. The whole idea of chagigas habasa. If you assume that it's Midrabbanah, that the Korban Pesach should be Nechal Ala Sova, Tosfos on Daf Ayin, Amar Ala quotes the Yerushalmi. Why does it have to be Nechal Ala Sova? Because by Korban Pesach only there's a din of Shviras Etzim. Etzim Lesish Berubo. So a lot of people are poor. All year long they don't eat meat. Maybe all year long they eat chicken. Maybe all year long they eat milchiks. They can't afford to have flesh. On Pesach night, once a year, they get steak. They get lamb chops. They get lamb chops on Pesach night. So they may break the bones and out of such great excitement. They may chew the bones. The Korban Pesach has to be Bash Nasa before the first birthday. And usually born in the springtime. It's not like human beings are born every day of the year. The behemoths are born, that's the season. You have to wait till it's 8 days old, but the bones are very soft. They didn't harden yet. It's a tiny Korban Pesach. The Gemara says every Korban Pesach had approximately 10 kizesim in it. 10 people would eat. But they're tiny. It's the size of a puppy. It's not a big goat or a big lamb. It's a small animal. And the bones are soft, so they made by mistake. Chew the bones, that'll be an Isav Shvira Setzim. So you have to eat the Chagigas HaBosu first. So how does it say, Berach Birchas HaPesach Pater V'shal Zevach? When you say the Berach on the Iker, Pater is the Tofel, if the Tofel comes after the Iker, but if the Tofel precedes the Iker, then you have to say Berach on the Tofel. So what's going on? So the Ozaru asked that kasha. It's quoted in Yerideya. You don't quote every Ozaru, this one is quoted. So he says, Hocham Askinon is an Okimta Teretz. He says, Hocham Askinon, he ate the Chagigas Abba Osar, and he forgot to say the Bracha Shekadashanim and Mitzvot of Tzivanu al Achilas HaZevach. He forgot to say the Bracha. So what do you do? If you already did the Mitzvah, what do you do if you already did the Mitzvah? A person put on his talus and tefillin in the morning and forgot to say the Bracha. Then he takes off the talus and tefillin. If he's still wearing it, so it's still over Lasiyasim. He's still wearing the talus and tefillin. He's not wearing it any longer. So the Rambam says, Mashanasa Kranasa, Farfan, you can't say the Bracha Lacharasi Yosem even by the Eben. So the Yozarua disagrees with that Rambam. The Yozarua doesn't quote the Rambam, but he disagrees with the Rambam. He says, that's what the Mishnah is talking about here. He ate the Chagigas HaBasa first, and he forgot to say Bracha Lachilas HaZevach. And that was about to eat the Korban Pesach. So should he say Bracha Shekadisham Lachilas HaZevach on what he ate already, and now say a second bracha al achilas haPesach, or should he say one bracha on the Korban Pesach and birach al iker poteres haTfeila? So that's the machlokes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's an iker and a tofel. And you see derech agav from here, from the whole discussion, not like the Rambam, that a bracha may be recited la'achar asiyosam.
How does that go
in
with the kabbalah over asiyosam?
B'di'evit, everyone agrees. He should have said the bracha oy v'las yosem before he started to eat the chagigas arba'asa. But the Yerushalmi claims that the Mishnah is talking about a b'di'evit situation. He already ate the chagigah and forgot to say the bracha. It's an okimta pshat. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah. That's what he says. It must be talking about that case.
Isn't the din of Achila al Sova k'day l'spoa mimenu? They have to eat so the Rambam wouldn't learn that the din of Chagigas HaBasa is sort of Pesach being now a Sova. So how could this be Miyashin the Rambam about why there's no bracha? How could this pshat of Ekor v'Tachlo, the Pesach is the only reason that the Chagigas Tachlo for the Pesach is because the Chagiga is in order to make a person Saveya, and then the Pesach will be Nechal al Sova. So then it's Ekor HaTachlo. The Rambam can't learn that whole pshat, because the Rambam thinks that the din is k'day l'spoa mimenu.
What does it mean, k'day l'spoa mimenu? What does that mean? What does that mean, k'day l'spoa mimenu?
To eat two
kizesim. Good, okay. So why does the Yerushalmi consider it an Ikar and a Tofel? Is a good question. I don't know. The Korban Pesach is Minatar, the Chagigas HaBasa is Zonim B'Darabam. What's the connection? Why is one an Ikar and a Tofel? What's the connection at all, according to the Rambam? If he say, like we assume, Nechal Al Asov, you should eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal because of the Chashash HaShvir HaSetzem, so then you understand there's a connection. But according to the Rambam, what's the connection between the Chagigas HaBasa? I don't know. It's a good question. Why is one an Ikar and the other one a Tofel? It's a very good question.
According to the Rambam, there's no makor saying Korban Tofel by Birchas HaMitzvah.
The makor is this Yerushalmi on this Mishnah.
The Rambam can't learn with that Yerushalmi.
I don't know. You're asking a question. How does the Rambam understand Yerushalmi? The Rambam very often paskins like Yerushalmi is against Bavlis. I don't know. He got a good question. According to the Rambam, when do you eat the two kezesim of the Korban Pesach? When do you eat the two kezesim? The Maharil is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, when you eat Afikaymen at the end, there's a big debate in the Rishonim, what is Afikaymen all about? Why are you eating more matzah at the end of the meal? So some Rishonim say, Afikaymen is the Ika Mitzvah's matzah. That Bizban Shabbos HaMikdush HaYikayim, the Korban Pesach was Nechal Libesov, Nechal Alasova, and when they ate the Korban Pesach, they would eat it together with the matzah and the mar. So the matzah and the mar would be at the end of the meal. The matzah and the mar. At the beginning of the meal, they had a little matzah to say hamaitzi. So they won't have to say bichas hanenin on the meat and on the vegetables, bar pi adama, or whatever else they eat in the middle of the meal, on the kugel, on the cholin, whatever they want to eat, they won't have to say bichas hanenin. But the ikka mitzvah's matzah was at the end of the meal, in conjunction with the Korban Pesach, either Bikricha Achas or not Bikricha Achas, whatever. So the matzah and the mor would be at the end of the meal. Yeah, but we don't do it like that. We have the matzah and the mor at the beginning of the meal. So what is the Afikoman all about at the end of the meal? So some say, the Rashbam and Taisa say that it's the Yikam Mitzvah's matzah. And other Rishonim say that it's the Rosh, says that no, that it's Zechel Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was Nechel at the end of the meal, so we eat Afikoman at the end, Zechel Korban Pesach. So the Maharil, the Sefer Drushes Maharil, this is Sefer Chuvas Maharil. The Chuvas were written by the Maharil, but the Maharil that's called Drushes Maharil, that starts in this and here, sitting, goes in the order of the months of the year. It tells you when you say which slichas and which piyutim and which kinnis, and when you say tachnam, when you don't say tachnam, when you say yalav yavai, the whole luach, the whole Sefer Maharil. So the Sefer Maharil was written by the Talmidim, one of the Talmidim. So that so the Achrayim assume every so often he made a mistake and he wrote something backwards. So here he writes that you should eat. He says in the name of the Maharil, you should eat two kezesim of the Afikoman, because Afikoman is zecher le Korban Pesach, and they always ate two kezesim of the Korban Pesach. So the Achrayim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz and the Magen Avraham say, whoever heard of this, who says he eat two kezesim? It says in the Mishnah, they have to eat one kezai. So they think it must be a mistake. The Talmud made a lot of mistakes. He made a mistake. He didn't, the Maharil never said, you eat two kezesim, zechel Korban Pesach. He said, you eat two kezesim, echad zechel Pesach, echad zechel chagigah. That's how the Taz and the Magen Avraham think. It must be a mistake in the Maharil. And in the later Svarim write, not a mistake. The Maharil a lot of times writes like the Rambam. Rambam says that, you eat two kezesim, Pesach is nechel ala sova. So the Rambam says, kidei luz boya mimenu. That it's not enough if you just eat one kezais, you have to eat two kezaisim. So according to the Rama, when are the two kezaisim that you eat? You eat them both at the end of the meal. So you're going to eat the Korban Pesach at the end of the meal. But that's the second kezais. The first kezais you eat in the beginning of the meal. Then you eat Chagigas HaBoas in the middle. And then you eat the Korban Pesach and other kezais at the end of the meal. So the whole kasha of the Ozarua, how can it be birch birchas ha-pesach pata v'shal zevach? He's saying a bracha on the ikar and it patas the tafel, but don't you eat the tafel before the ikar? So the answer, according to the Rambam, no. When you say hamoitzi at the beginning of the meal, halal pesach, first thing you eat is the kazais of the Korban Pesach, then you eat the chagigas ha-brasa, then you eat another kazais at the end of the meal. If everything is all, you eat another kazais. So you eat two kezesim of the Korban Pesach, one before the Chagigas HaBoas, one after. So according to, I think so. Got to look on the Rambam. I think that's what the Rambam writes.
Rebbe said earlier that we would have matzah at the beginning of the meal, just so we wouldn't have to make brachas hananin. But aren't all of the brachas going to be brachas a mitzvah that we would have to say anyway? Al HaPesach, Al HaChagiga.
You'll have to, usually you would have said two brachas, Shakal Ne'ebedvar, right? And Al Achilas HaPesach. Now you say Hamoitzi, so you don't have to say the Birchas HaNenin over the Shahak of the Shahakal on the meat, but you still have to say the Birchas HaMitzvah. That is correct, yeah. That is correct. But Rabbi Shmuel makes sense to say Birch Al HaPesach Potteres HaZevach. Gonna eat the Korban Pesach first, because I was gonna eat the beginning of the meal. Then you're gonna have Chagigas HaBa'asar. Then you're gonna have the last Kazayas of the meal is going to be kazais of the Korban Pesach, Kadesh Yishor, Tam Pesach, Lefiv. So he says the bracha al achilas ha-pesach first. before he eats at Pesach, and after the Pesach, then he eats the Chagiga. So the Chavar, it's not a kasha. The Oz Rose holds kasha. The Oz Rose working on the assumption that you don't eat two kizaisim, one at the beginning, one at the end. And you eat the Korban Pesach at the end, ala sova, and you eat the Chagiga Zabasa before. So that's why he was bothered with the kasha. How can you say Beruch Halika Patas HaTfeilah if you're eating the Tofel before the Yikr? So he gave a whole Kimta Pshat that we're talking about the situation. Ahacham Askinon, no Kimta Pshat. Talking about a case where the fellow forgot to say the Brocha on Achilas HaPesach before, and now he's after eating the Korban Pesach. He forgot to say the Brocha on Achilas HaZevach. He forgot to say the Brocha on Achagigas, the Birchas HaMitzvah. Forgot to say the Birchas HaMitzvah on eating the Chagigas HaBosa. Now he's up to eating the Korban Pesach. So should he say two Brochas? One Lachar Asiyasam on Achagigam, one Oivel Asiyasam on the Pesach. Or should he just say one Brocha on the Pesach because it's an Ikram and a Tofa? So the whole Or Zaruah's Harchoche is only Shach and Yeridea has the Shah, the Simi Yutes. And Yeridea begins with Hilchas Shchita. Simi Yutes is Bichas HaShchita. That when you shech the Beim, you have to say Brocha. Bichas HaMotza, Asher Kedishonim, Sosu Tzivanu, Ala Shchita. You don't say Lishchotes HaBeima, you're not Mechayiv to shech. You can become a vegetarian and you won't have a Chayiv to shech. They say Ala Shchita, the Gemara says. Ala Shchita. So the Ramah has a discussion there. What if you shecht a treifa? The din is a shechitas treifa, it's mitam and deinavela, but it's also b'achilo. So let's say I have an animal that has a broken leg, broken in such a way that I know that it's a treifa. So even if I'm going to shecht it, the shechita will not be matarit b'achilo, but it'll be mitam and deinavela. If you don't shecht it properly and it dies a natural death, or someone electrocutes it, or they kill it, they shoot it, then it'll be have tumas nevela. If you shecht it properly, it doesn't have tumas nevela. So there's one recite the bracha when you shecht the behemah that you know in advance it's a treifa. So they quote in Shulchan Aruch that shitas Rashi is that yes, when you know you're shechting a treifa, you still say a bracha. We don't accept Rashi's shita. We hold you only say a bracha if you think it's going to be a kshera. So what if a behemah fell down a flight of steps and you have to check after shechita, you have to check that it didn't, when it falls down, it can have broken ribs. And the ribs, the edge of the ribs, can make a puncture in the lungs, and it could be the animal is a treifa inside. So then, if it nefulof, the animal fell down a flight of stairs, you have to check the shechita and make sure that it's not a treifa. So do you say bracha oivel asiyasam before you're about to shecht? So I said, you can't say bracha oivel asiyasam. It's a sofik bracha. It could be a bracha levatola. If you hold not like Rashi, that you don't say a bracha on shechitas treifa. We hold you don't say a bracha on shechitas treifa. So you shouldn't say a bracha in advance. If you're shechting an animal that there's a strong possibility, maybe a treifa, you don't say a bracha in advance. So you shecht it and then you check and it turns out that it's not a treifa. So the Ramah says, then you say the bracha afterwards. So the Shach has a whole discussion there, Simon Yutes. Is that correct? Do we paskan like those a room? Maybe we should paskan like the Rambam, that you can never say a bracha lachar asiyasam. Maybe here it's an exception to the rule, because here, since you weren't allowed to say the bracha in advance, because it fell down a flight of stairs and a fula, so it could be that it's a treifa. So whenever you're not able to say the bracha before, then you have to say the bracha after. That's an exception to the rule. That's what the Gemara says, that a gershon is guy is toivel in the mikveh. So you can't say the bracha in advance. It's not kiddushanu b'insoysev. He's not Jewish yet. So toval b'yola, the ger, after he's toivel in the mikveh, he comes out, then he says the bracha lachar asiyosim. Tfilos ager is an exception to the rule, because meikora akati gabra lochazi. That's the Gemara on Davov on Dav Zayin in Pesachim. Or it says before to say the bracha ever lasiyasam, he couldn't do it. So some mefarshim say that's what the Ramah meant. Here the animal is a suffik treifa, so you're not allowed to say the bracha before. You have to check after you shechli. You have to check to make sure that there are no broken ribs that puncture a hole in the lungs. So after you check, then you can say the bracha. So whenever it's impossible to say the bracha, whenever you're not able to say the bracha before, even the Rambam would agree that you say the bracha after. That's a questionable pshat in the Rambam. Simple pshat in Rambam is paskan like the Ozaru, that you can always say bracha lachar asiyasam. That's nagei ladina. Let's say the guy davened, he put on his talis and tefillin before Mishayakir. So he didn't say bracha. So he's supposed to say the bracha after Yishtabach. It's too early. They said Yishtavo is still not Mishayakir. So he's davening, so then he says, supposed to say the bracha after Tachnun. Forgot that he took off the talus and tefillin, and then he realizes later on, after he took it off, that he forgot to say the bracha. So is the din like the Rambam, or is it din like the Ozarud? Can you say bracha lachar asiyosam? Well, Masha Nasa Kvar Nasa, the Rambam says, too late. So that's a big machlekes achrayim. What did the Rambam paskin over here in Siman Yutas and over there? Did he paskin like those Ozarud that you can't say bracha lachar asiyosam against the Rambam, or did he say no? Only, I think, the Aruch HaShulchan learns like that. Only in this case, it's like the gear. Since he wasn't able to say the bracha in advance because the animal had a reasonable suffix trefa on it, so in this case only, it's like the tefillas again that you say the bracha lachar asiyosam. Anyway, getting back again. So several Rishonim who discussed the issue, the Tur and a few others, say even if you hold like Rablos b'Absarik that charoisus is a mitzvah, you don't recite a bracha over it because it's an ikar and a tofel. Charoisus is a mitzvah of the Rabbanan that they instituted in conjunction with the maror. So the main mitzvah is the maror. He said bracha ashir kadoshan tazan achilus maror, and then that covers the charoisus also. Rav Soloveitchik gave a different suggestion. He had a different suggestion. He said the Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam adopts a position like a Rosh is a mitzvah, like a blessed Rav Tzadik, and he says you tzorch lekuye and tzorch lesmuch, has to be thick and has to have the citrus fruit in it with the spunk, with the acid, the acidic flavor. And then he says mevi mosa lashulchan b'leili ha-pesach, and you bring it on the table leil ha-pesach. So if the Rambam would be writing a dictionary, he says what charoisus is, maybe masal shulchan leil ha-pesach. Okay, but it's the Rambam in Hilchas Pesach, in Hilchas Chametz and Matzah. So that's what he describes. Maybe masal shulchan leil ha-pesach. It's a little bit funny why he, as if that's the description of the mitzvah. Maybe masal shulchan. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is understood that you have to eat. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Apsarik, you have to eat some charoisus. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Apsarik and Nishal. Charoisus is not a mitzvah. Gemara says, so why do you need charoisus at all? So the Gemara says, because of the kippah, because of the worm. What does it mean? So Tosfos explains that there are worms that are kosher, but it's unhealthy to have a live worm crawling around in your kishkis. So you want to dip the mur in the charoisus to kill the worm. The worm is talking about kosher worms. There are kosher worms and non-kosher worms. So you want to kill a worm, so it shouldn't cause any sickness to the person. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah writes that we don't paskan like Rav Elazar ben Apsarik. We paskan haroisus is not a mitzvah, and the only reason why you have it is in order to kill a worm. How does he know v'haraya that if he would have, the din would have been like Rav Elazar ben Apsarik, there would have been another bracha in the Haggadah. So you see that the Rambam understands, according to it's a fundamental machloikas here. What is the role of charoisus? According to Rav Elazar ben Apsarik, you have to eat a kazais of charoisus. According to the Chacham, it's not a role to eat a kazais. You dip in the mirror into the charoisus in order to kill the worm. According to Rav Elazar ben Apsarik, you have to eat a kazais charoisus. So Rav Soloveitchik thought. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah changed his mind on two things. The Lacha Mishnah points out. The Rambam changed his mind that he number one, he paskens charoisus is a mitzvah, like Rav Elazar ben Apsarik. And number two, he paskens, despite the fact that a mitzvah, one does not recite a bracha. If one would have said a bracha, what bracha would one have said? So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah says, Alachilos charoisus. So Rav Soloveitchik assumed that the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah also assumes charoisus is a mitzvah and you eat a kazais of it. So Taka, why don't you say a bracha? What do you mean ikar and tofel? Has nothing to do with the mor. It's not an ikar and a tofel anymore. It's not that the idea is to dip the mor into the charoisus to kill a worm. You're supposed to eat a kazais of charoisus, zecha letita, zecha ledam, zecha letapur. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, whenever this says in the Chok Yankim quotes this from the Oruch. The Oruch asked a question, how come we don't say a bracha when we have koirach? What bracha should you say? What bracha are you supposed to say? when we say bracha l'achilas matzah, then you bracha l'achilas mar. Then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't talk from the time that it said the bracha l'achilas matzah, l'achilas mar, till after you eat the korach, because maybe this is the, if the din is like Hillel, this is the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah matzah and marah. So the bracha that you said before, l'achilas matzah, l'achilas marah, will be chal on the korach. So you do say a bracha. So the Chokyanker quotes from the Orach question, he's assuming that achilas korach is just in order to make a zech al mikdash. It's not the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah matzah mara. You know, you had said the matzah mara before. The reason why you eat korach is to have a zech al mikdash. So why don't you say a bracha shekasam satsvanu to make a zech al mikdash? That seems to be the question. Why don't you say a bracha over the mitzvah of zech al mikdash? So he answers, whenever a mitzvah is a zecha l'migdash, you don't. Whenever it's only a zecha, you don't say a bracha. Why? What kind of a rule is that? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that the pshat is like this. He had rayas. This was a recurrent theme by him, that you only say brachas when you're doing a ma'isa ha-mitzvah. When you have a kiyam ha-mitzvah without a ma'isa ha-mitzvah, you don't say a bracha. Or let's say you have a mitzvah that has many ma'isa ha-mitzvah. We were just discussing this morning when we learned the Mishnah Brura that the Rambam writes that there are three different opinions about Korach. So one opinion, the Gemara is mitzvahs mevat lezu azu. If you eat the matzah and the marah together, you won't be yotze either mitzvah. Behemoths eat also, and Nachrim eat also, and all year long we eat food. Everybody eats food. Behemoths eat food. It's a secular activity that people eat food. Animals eat food. So if you want to make it into a mitzvah, you want to eat korbanos, or you want to eat truma, you want to eat ma'aser sheni, you want to eat matzah mara, you have to eat it separately, not together with something else. If you eat a dvar mitzvah together with a dvar hashus, the Gemara has a whole sugo, asi dvar hashus, umevatal dvar mitzvah. It pulls down the level, and the whole thing is considered achilas shavashus. When you're eating achilas shavashus, you have to eat it separately. So that's a machlekes Hillel and a Chacham, where the mitzvah is mevat lezu azu. Do you consider the maror is a dvar shus vis-a-vis the matzah? The matzah is a dvar shus vis-a-vis the maror. All the mitzvahs are sort of in competition with each other. And any other mitzvah is like a dvar shus benegeya vis-a-vis this mitzvah. They say, no, all the mitzvahs join together. They're not in competition with each other. If you eat a dvar shus with a dvar mitzvah, then it pulls down the dvar mitzvah to be labeled as a dvar shus. But if you eat two mitzvahs together, so that mitzvah is same about lezuzu. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, when a mitzvah is mevat lezuzu, a mitzvah is mevat lezuzu. So there, in the Gemara there were three shitas. One shita, you have to dafke eat them separately. One shita, you have to dafke eat them together. Then another shita, that it's optional. If you want, you can eat together. If you want, you can eat separately. So the Ramah paskens like that shita. If it's optional. If you want, you can eat the matzah mar together. If you want, you can eat it separately. And then the Ramah says the difference. If you eat the matzah and the mar together, then you cover both with one bracha. And if you eat them separately, then you say bracha al achilas matzah. Then when you eat the mar, you say bracha al achilas mar. So how come the bracha changes? The answer is, if you're doing it in one ma'aseh mitzvah, it only warrants one bracha. If you do them in two ma'aseh mitzvah, then you have to have two different brachas. And that's lishitosa. The Rambam writes, Tosis holds that there is no such thing. There's a machlekes hatanaim where the lulav tzarcheg, lulav ain't a tzarcheg. You have to tie the lulav with the hadasim and the arabas together, or it's not necessary to die together. So we pasken against Rabbi Yehuda. Lulav ain't a tzarcheg. What if you pick up the dalamin and bezach hazeh? It's also good. So Rabbi Natam says, that's no good. Of course you have to pick up all the dalamin together. The only machlekes hatanaim is, well, you have to tzarcheg, you have to tie together the hadasim and arab is with the lulav, and we pasken in the tzarcheget. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Rambam. They don't quote Tosfos and Shulchan Aruch. They quote the Rambam. You can pick up the dalamin and bezachazah. If the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, lulav tzarcheget, you can't pick up bezachazah. You have to pick up the lulav, hadasim and arab. It have to be tied together liyikuva. But the Shulchan Aruch pasken like the Rambam that since lulav and the tzarcheget, you don't even have to pick them up of asachazah. You can pick up bezachazah. So if you pick up all the dalaminim together, then the Gemara says, only say the bracha on the tilas lulav. Why? That's the ikar and the tofel. The lulav, it's all one mitzvah. It's not two different mitzvahs, ikar and the tofel. The Gemara says the lulav is the tallest. So we say the bracha, the nusach and the bracha on the ikar, the tallest one, and it covers all the dalaminim. But if you pick them up as zachazeh, then you have to say brach anatilas lulav, anatilas esrog, anatilas hadasim, and anatilas harabas. Then you say four brachas. Aye, but it's one mitzvah. The Rambam says they're makrim zezeh, so it's one mitzvah. The answer is, if you do the one mitzvah with four different maisei hamitzvah, then you have to say four different brachas. If you would have done it with netila achas, then you would only require one bracha. If you do it with several netilas, then you need several brachas. So this was a big insight that Rav Soloveitchik had, that birchas hamitzvah, let's say I move into a house where there already are mezuzahs. The previous tenant left the mezuzahs on the door, the kosher mezuzahs. So the Magen Avraham writes that you say a bracha. So the Achranim disagree with the Magen Avraham. They say there is no such thing. You only say a bracha when you kneel on the mezuzah. Let's say, I am sick in bed. I'm the one who lives in the house. And my neighbor comes and he does me a favor. He does a gemilas chesed for me. He kneels on the mezuzah on the door. So who says the bracha? The neighbor who kneels on the mezuzah says the bracha. He's yotze mitzvah gemilas chasadim. He's not yotze the mitzvah mezuzah. But the kviyas hamezuzah is the maisa hamitzvah. So he says the bracha. I'm getting the kiyam hamitzvah. I don't say any bracha. When you have a kiyam hamitzvah, you don't say any bracha. You only say a bracha when you do the maisa hamitzvah, even if the maisa hamitzvah doesn't have any kiyam hamitzvah. The neighbor who's putting on the mezuzah is being mekayim hamitzvah gmitas chasadim. He's not mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah, but he says the bracha, the kviyam hamezuzah.
Isn't the Magen Avraham holding that mezuzah is a chleves agavra? Like, I think Rabbi Kiva Eger of Shulchan Aruch has entertains that possibility that maybe every single time you leave your house on vacation, you might have to make the brachos again because it's a chavis agavra.
I don't know what you mean by the expression chavis agavra.
Meaning that's
Rabbi
why.
Rabbi Kiva Eger thinks when the husband goes to, the house belongs to the husband. So he says when the husband leaves the house, the Gemara says only chavis hador. If I have a house and I don't, let's say I have an apartment with 14 rooms and all of my children are married, so a lot of the rooms we don't use at all. We don't even walk in. All week long, we don't walk in. So those rooms, strictly speaking, don't need a mezuzah. Rabbi Kivega says when the husband goes to work in the morning, he doesn't need a mezuzah in the house. Either wife is in the house all day long, the house doesn't belong to her. And I told him, Rani Chayv and mezuzah, if the house belongs to you, Beisecho, Bisharecho, has to be Shalcho. Bayis HaSocher is only Chayv and the Rabbanon. That's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. Not Chayv and the Torah. Rabbi Kivega says, every day when the husband comes back from work and he goes into the house, according to the Magen Avraham, he should say a bracha, Lada Mavashi, Yesh Bo Mezuzah. Because when he went out, when he left the house, it wasn't a Chayv Mezuzah. The Pashta says, we don't accept what Rabbi Kivega said there. This is Shita Mekubetzes at the end of Bava Metziah. On the Afkul Beis in Bava Metziah, the Gemara has a little bit about Mezuzah, an important line. The Gemara says, Mezuzah Chayvus Hador. What is the landlord obligated to supply and what is the tenant? Let's say the plumbing breaks. Who has to pay? The landlord has to pay for the plumbing. The ceiling falls in, the door falls down, the windows break. The landlord has to pay for that. But who's mechuyif to put in the mezuzah? The Gemara said the tenant is mechuyif. Mezuzah chayvus hador. So there's a shita mekubetzes on daf kul beis in Bava Metziah, where the shita says that man has 10 apartments in 10 different continents. Are the 10 different continents? Maybe they're wrong. Okay. He has in 10 different countries, yes. And each apartment, he spends 1 month over there, 1 month over there, 1 month over there. He says, Chayvus Hador, all 10 apartments are mechuyev mezuzah all year long. Some people, when they go on vacation, they go to their country, they go to the mountain, so they take down all the mezuzahs from the apartment, they put all the mezuzahs on their summer homes, and they come back at the end of the summer, they put all the mezuzahs back on their house where they live all year long. So the Shita Mekubetzes says that it's Keneged Adin. He says if you have 10 apartments and you're going to spend 1 month in each apartment in the course of the year, Mechuyev in all 10 apartments all year long. Rabbi Keneged thinks when the husband leaves the house to go to work and then he comes back, he says during the course of the day, the house was only Mechuyev and Mezuzah Midrabbanim because of the wife. And the Chiyev Deraisa because the house belongs to the husband, not to the wife. It's written in the husband's name. And the house, the husband wasn't there. It's Chayvus Hador, he takes it literally. He has to be living in the house. We assume Chayvus Hador. If you have a dira, this is the house. I sleep in the house, I eat breakfast here, then I go to work. So this is a dira all day long. Is a dira? We assume that is called the dira, yeah.
But Rebbe, what I'm saying is, if you do assume like Rebbe Kiva Eger, then the Magen Avraham makes a lot of sense. It wasn't a mezuzah, Chol Zman, there was no one living there. Now I come back, now my Maisa of dira is
all day long I wasn't being door in the house, so there was no chiyuv mezuzah. When I come back, there's a mitzvah to have a mezuzah, but the mezuzah is there already. So I'm not doing any maisa mitzvah. So that's why the Achrayim disagree with the Magen Avraham. They say you only say a bracha when you do a maisa mitzvah.
But the maisa was I started living there.
But that's not the maisa mitzvah, is the kriyas mezuzah. The maisa mitzvah has to be the nailing on the mezuzah. Living in the house that makes it possible for me to fulfill a mitzvah, but I didn't do any maisa mitzvah over here. So that's what they argue with the Magen Avraham. They say this Magen Avraham is Rishitosai. Magen Avraham writes in Hilchas Erev Shabbos, there's a din in the Gemara called Avah Hashem Mishum Shvus, so it goes to all the Ben Hashmashas. Ben Hashmashas, if you have a big Shas HaTchak and you have to do a mitzvah, Maka Mitzvah, so we would be Mekel on Dinam de Rabbanan Kal. We divide all the dinim rabbanon, the dinim de rabbanon chamurim and dinim rabbanon kalim. So if you have a din de rabbanon, that's a din kal, so there's room to be mekel. So the mechaber paskins like the Bala Tesis, Amir Eliyakim would be mutar ben hashmashes on a melacha deraisa, that Amir Eliyakim is an isa kal. The Mishkan is Yaakim thinks we should assume that Amir Eliyakim is an isa de rabbanon chamur. He thinks it should not be mekel Erev Shabbos ben hashmashes. But in Shulchan Aruch, that's what it says. Shulchan Aruch, it says. So let's say the woman forgot to bench licht on Erev Shabbos before the Shkia, and it's already after the Shkia, it's Bein HaShmashes. So the Shulchan Aruch says she can ask the Nochri to light the candles, and she can say the bracha. The Goy can't say the bracha. Hashem Kedushanu Satsvan, Ladlik Nefesh HaShabbos. Goy is not Kedushanu Betzivanu. So Magen Avraham says the woman should ask the Goy to light the candles, and then she can say the bracha. Hashem Kedushanu Betzivanu. So the Mishkan is Yankov says, it can't be. She didn't do the Maisa Mitzvah. You only say a bracha when you do a Maisa Mitzvah. Not when you have, she has the Kiyama Mitzvah, because the guy lights the candles and now the house is lit up. But she didn't do any Maisa Mitzvah. So that's the Magen Avraham. The Shitosa, he doesn't agree. He thinks that you can say a bracha even when you move into a house that has mezuzahs, you're being bekaim the Mitzvah. You didn't do a Maisa Mitzvah, but there's a Kiyama Mitzvah, so you say a bracha. Same when the goy lights the Ner Shabbos, and the Magen Avraham thinks that the Balabasta says the bracha, Lahadik Ner Shal Shabbos.
Would Rebbe be same from that Magen Avraham Shasat by Bakas Neiris?
Which part of the Magen Avraham?
That a goy could light it for you.
The Mechaber writes that, yeah. The Mechaber quotes that from Tosfos, that Amir Eliyakim is Mutar Ben Hashmashes. Even on a malacha deraisa, because it's an isa de rabbanon kal, and the Mishkan Sankin thinks not like Tosfos. He thinks we should consider Amir Eliyakim. Tosfos distinguishes kol davishim shem shvus like gozer abdein hashmashes doesn't apply to all dinim de rabbanon. We divide them into isa de rabbanon kal and isa de rabbanon chomer. So the Mishkan Sankin thinks Amir Eliyakim should be an isa de rabbanon chomer. We shouldn't allow it bein hashmash, but that says mechaber writes that it's muta. Chaber writes that it's mutter. Magen Avraham just added on that you say the bracha. So that the Achrayim disagreed with that also. They say you don't say a bracha if you didn't do the Maisa Mitzvah. So getting back, if one should assume this klal, that a bracha is only recited in connection with a Maisa Mitzvah, not a Kiyama Mitzvah, only when you do a Maisa Mitzvah. Pashtus says that that's the pshat in the Mechaber also. The Mechaber writes, Hamahar B'divrei Torah doesn't say Birchas HaTorah. If you're thinking and learning, only if you say words. So the Vilna Gaon asks, why not? It says, V'hagisa b'yama v'loyla. Hagisa means hagyon libi, to think and learning. So you mekayim a mitzvah talmud Torah when you think and learning. So why shouldn't you have to say birchas haTorah? So the pashat, the answer is that there's no ma'isa mitzvah. If you mekayim a mitzvah b'machshava, so you don't recite a bracha. The Beis Yosef writes like that in Hilchas Pesach. Let's say a person didn't do B'dikas Chametz. They never said the bracha, Al Bi'ar Chametz. And then on Pesach, or Erev Pesach, he wants to be Mevatl Chametz. So does he say bracha, Al Bi'ar Chametz, when he does the bitl? So the Beis Yosef says, you don't say a bracha, because since the Gemara says, Mevatl B'libo V'day, you can be Mevatl B'leiv, you don't need Dibur, the literal translation of the Gemara. Mevatel b'libo means in his heart, the machshava. So any mitzvah that doesn't have a maisa mitzvah, so the Beis Yosef says you don't say a bracha. So the Pashtus says that that's why the Mechaber writes, Hanamahar b'divrei Torah, doesn't say birchas haTorah. Same as what he wrote in the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Pesach. The Ramban disagrees with that, Mevatel b'libo. The Ramban holds like the other Rishonim. Mevatel b'libo means, Ein tzorach lashmi'a li'ozno. It has to be b'peh. Bitl chametz, you have to say kol chamira, you have to say bitpeh. It's not enough belief. So I'm sure belief, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tashbih. So you need bitl bitpeh. Why is it called mevata belief? It's because ein tzorach lashmir liyoznav. Even if you hold that kriyash matzorach lashmir liyoznav, but mevata belief, it means that you don't need lashmir liyoznav.
And the
Gaon
holds you make a bracha even on a kiyum mitzvah? That's what he says.
The Gaon probably holds that Birchas HaTorah is different. Birchas HaTorah is the all the other Birchas HaMitzvah, the Rabbanim. So Birchas HaTorah, the women, that's the Kasha, the women also say Birchas HaTorah. Why do women say Birchas HaTorah? But if the Mechaba holds that women don't say a bracha on a mitzvah, as Mangroma, just the Ramah quotes that from the Bali HaTosfos. So why does the Mechaba quote the Ogur, that the women say the bracha birchas HaTorah in the morning? So the Pashta says the Ogur is lishitasa, the Ogur holds like Tosfos. That's how it says in the Ogur. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. But the Mechaber probably thinks that the birchas HaTorah is a different thing. Whenever you have the Divrei Torah, so you have to say lekavod HaTorah, you say birchas HaTorah. Whenever you mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah, so since Hege and Levi, it's different. It's not governed with the rules and regulations of birchas HaTorah, the normal rules of birchas HaTorah. It's a difference. It's getting back again. The Chok Yankiv is a commentary on the bottom of the page in Hilchas Pesach. So the Chok Yankiv quotes from the Oruch. The Oruch is a dictionary of Talmudic Aramaic. So the Chok Yankiv quotes from the Oruch a question: why don't we say a bracha when you eat kerach? What do you not say a bracha? We said alachis matzah, alachilas mar. So he holds it's not a mitzvah of matzah and mar. We were yotzei the matzah and the mar before. It's only a mitzvah of zecha lemikdash. And the Gemara said, there is such a mitzvah. You should taka make mitzvah zecha l'migdash. Why is no bracha on a zecha l'migdash? So he says, whenever there's a mitzvah that's only zecha l'migdash, it doesn't require a bracha. Why? So Rav Soloveitchik said, you can't say that the maisa is the maisa ha-mitzvah. That's not a maisa ha-mitzvah. When you eat the koirach, matzah and mar together, it conjures up in your mind images of Hillel eating Korban Pesach, Matzah, Mara together. So the mitzvah is really the machshava. The mitzvah is the zikaron. So there's no maisa mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that charoses is zecher to something. Midirabbanan, it's a mitzvah. Yichid zecher the tit, a zecher the tapuach, a zecher the dam. Whatever it says, the Bible gives the two, and the Mishalmi gives the other one. It's a zecher. So the eating, and the Rama thinks that the mitzvah of charoses is to eat, the kazayis of charoses. That's what he seems to have held in the Pirush HaMishnayis. So the din would have been like Rab Lazar Rab Tzadik, he would have had another brochen hagor al achilas charoses. So in the Mishnah Torah, he backed out on two accounts. He backed out, he paskins like Rab Lazar Rab Tzadik, it is a mitzvah, and he assumes even according to Rab Lazar Rab Tzadik, a brochen is not recited. So whereas the Rishonim gave the reason why, because Iker and Tofel, Rav Soloveitchik thought, what Iker and Tofel? The Rama holds a mitzvah to eat a kazayis of charoses. It's not really Tofel to the mor. It's a separate mitzvah in the Rabbanan, zecher. It's not to kill the kippah. It's to make a zecher to the three different things. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, the reason why you don't say a bracha, because mevi'im osa al shulchan b'leili ha-pesach is what the mitzvah is. You have it on the table. If you don't eat it, it's like it wasn't there. What you're eating is not the Maisa HaMitzvah, like Achilles Matzah, like Achilles Korban Pesach, like Achilles Mar. The eating is just to conjure up an image in your mind to make a Zecha L'Migdosh. So on a mitzvah that's only a Zecha, there's no, by definition, there's never a Maisa HaMitzvah. This was his interpretation of the Rambam. Why the Rambam wrote the Mevi'im Mosal in Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Chametz Matzah writes, Mevi'im Mosal HaShulchan B'Leila Pesach. He thought that the Rambam doesn't just mean it should sit there. It means it should eat a kazayis, but the eating is not the maisa mitzvah. The eating is just to conjure up this image in your mind, and that's a kiyum mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah.
But what about circus that?
How come we do say bracha? Very good question. How come Sfiras Haim is also Zecha L'Migdash Pizman Hazeh, and we do say a bracha? The Rama holds that Sfiras Haim Pizman Hazeh is the Raisa. But Tosfos Paskins like that opinion of the Gemara. Sfiras Haim Pizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan. You still say a bracha. And the Tilos Lolo Kol Shiva Zecha L'Migdash Radovala Salavetchik and the Shiurim HaMenoches and Perker Rabbi Shmuel says that two, Rabbi Salavetchik used to say this also, there are two different types of things. Sometimes Zecha L'Migdash is the explanation. What motivated the rabbis the rabbis to make a takana de rabbanon, but the takana de rabbanon is netilas lulav. Because of Zechal HaMikdash, they made a mitzvah of netilas lulav. Because of Zechal HaMikdash, they made a mitzvah to count Sfira Soima. But here, they made a mitzvah to make a Zechal HaMikdash. That's the whole mitzvah. Not Zechal HaMikdash is what motivated them to institute a mitzvah of netilas lulav, but to institute a mitzvah of Sfira Soima. Here the whole mitzvah is Nevi Masal HaShulchan B'Leil HaPesach. It just should be there to conjure up this image in your mind. So getting back again. So we said Sipat Yetzias Mitzrayim is different from Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It should be Bariches. It should be L'Saper L'Acherim L'Chatchila. The Lubavitcher Rebbe had nobody else there by the Seder. Okay? So a bit of Yevid, you talk to yourself. But lechatchil should be lacher. Derech sheila tshuva regarding mitzvahs alayla. Hoikin sholchem vinchom mochalem mohavodin zos lachem. He asked about the mitzvahs alayla. So bizman amigdash, there were five questions. Pesach, matzah, morah, and then mesubin. And mesubin includes also the abakaisis. And then you have matbilin. So that's the question. What mitzvah is matbilin? So one suggestion, Rav Soloveitchik said it was, maybe it's the mitzvah of charoises. The Rambam happens to hold that you dip the matz into the charoises, the mor into the charoises, and the karpas into the charoises. We said, alayla zeh shtei pamim. We don't understand. According to the Rambam, it's three times, matbilna three times. The only thing, the only achida that you don't dip into the charoises is the karpas pesach, that you eat separately. You don't dip it into the charoises, even according to the Rambam. So maybe the Rambam understood, alayla zeh, matbilim, shtei pamim. Maybe matbilim means a mitzvah of charoises. That according to Rabbi Lazar, that's a mitzvah of the Rabban. Yeah, but the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos pasuk is against Rabbi Lazar. He says if the din would have been like Rabbi Lazar, it should have been another bracha al achilas charoises. So what? But he has the arbeka, he has the fear kashis, he has halal azam matbilim. So what is the mitzvah alayla? So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe it's referring to the mitzvah of karpas. That karpas is a mitzvah midrabbanan. What do you mean karpas and mitzvah? The words of the karpas is k'deishi ishalo atinoikas. It's not a mitzvah midrabbanan. So Rav Soloveitchik said, well, the Rambam says you need a kazayis. So we said the other day, the Hagos Maimoni on the bottom of the Rambam quotes the Maharam Rutmerk. He thinks that that's a misprint. Because the Rambam says you need a kazayis of charoises, you need a kazayis of karpas. And then when he, a few lines later, then he says, you eat matzah, then you eat marah. He doesn't say that you need a kazayis of marah. The Mishnah says you need a kazayis of marah. And daf lamed has, kulam mitzarfen lekazayis. Says the pharisee should need a kazayis of marah. So the Hagos Maimon, he quotes the Maim Rutmerk, he thinks that the scribes made a mistake, that line that says you need a kazayis belongs 10 lines later. When the Rambam says you eat marah, he should write over there, you need a kazayis. But karpas don't need a kazayis. It's only Kadesh Yisha Latinoikas. But I think in all the Kisvaya and all the manuscripts now, we should check in the Frankel edition. I think they all have like we have in the Rambam. Not like the Maharam Rutmerg suggested that it could be a misprint. So maybe what motivated the Chachamim to institute the mitzvah of Karpas was Kadesh Yisha Latinoikas. You have to do strange things, but that's the motivation. But they instituted the mitzvah Sachila of Karpas. That's why you need a kazayis. And that explains also, the Rambam writes, in the days of the Rambam, Maxwell House Coffee didn't distribute free Haggadahs. So they didn't, the people didn't know how to say the Seder. They didn't know how to do a Seder on Leil Pesach. So they didn't have a community Seder either. So the rabbi had to go from home to home. He told his wife and his children, go take a nap, I'll come back at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'll wake you up and we'll start the Seder. So he'd go to this balabas, the next one, next one, next one. He would say the Kiddush, the whole Manishtana. He would go through the whole Seder. And then he would say all the brachas, Shemir Koine, Yotza Moitze. He wasn't being Yotza anything then. He's only saying the whole Agoda for the other people. So the Gemara says, not only can I be Moitze then with the Kiddush, I can be Moitze then with the Bar Pergofen of the Kiddush, even though I'm not drinking any wine. Not only could I be Moitze then with Avachilas Matzah, I can be Moitze then with the HaMoitze of Avachilas Matzah also. All right, that's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that you say I can be moitzi. I can't say bor pagofen for you, I can't say hamoitzi for you if I'm not eating with you. But on Leil Pesach, I can say bor pagofen. I can say with kiddush any Shabbos. They can say bor pagofen of the kiddush for you, even though I'm not going to drink, and I can say hamoitzi v'achilas matzah for you. So the Rambam and the Rif add on, I can say Bari Pri Hadama of Karpas to the Moitzi the others. How is that? What's the Birchas HaMitzvah over here? So the Pashtus is, it's part of the Haggadah. Rabbi Kevega points it out. Rabbi Kevega on the bottom of the page of the Shulchan Aruch, Dusha Rabbi Kevega, he points out, that's interesting. I can say Bari Pri Hadama. It's not even like Bar Piagof and it comes together with the Kiddush. It stands alone. Bar Piagof stands alone. There's a big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. What about Kiddush on Shabbos morning? You only say Bar Piagof. There is no bracha of Kiddush. So do you say, I can say Bar Piagof for someone else, Kiddush for someone else, and I'm not drinking the wine at all? Do you say Yotzeh Motzi on the Bar Piagof and Kiddush Shabbos morning? So the Ramah quotes the Taisus that yes. Rabbi Kedega there in Hilchas Shabbos quotes the Ritva and Psalchim would disagree. He says, no, the only time you can say Yatzah Moitzi on the Bar Pragofen of the Kiddush is if it comes in conjunction with the Brach of Kiddush. So since you say Yatzah Moitzi on the Brach of Kiddush, because that's like a Bichas HaMitzvah, so you can say Yatzah Moitzi on the Bar Pragofen also. But Kiddush on Shabbos morning consists only of the Bar Pragofen, so it's a plain Bichas HaNenin. So what's on Pesach night? The Rambam says you say Bar Pri HaDoma. And the Karpas, the Rambam and the Rif both say, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, say, Bar Pi Adama on the Karpas, and the Balabatim eat it, and the rabbi's not going to eat, because he wasn't yet to Kiddush yet. He's going to wait till he goes home to say Kiddush at home. So the answer is, the Bar Pi Adama is part of the whole CPTS Mitzrayim. It's like on Shabbos night, on Leil Shabbos, Bar Pi Agafen is part of Kiddush. So on Leil Pesach, the Bar Pi Adama with the Karpas is part of the whole CPTS Mitzrayim. So that was Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion. Maybe if you hold like Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadik, so Madbilim perhaps is a reference to the mitzvah of Charoses mitzvah. And if you hold like the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis, who passes against Rav Lezer, Rav Tzadik, passes Charoses as a lab mitzvah, so what is the mitzvah of Avd Madbilim? So he suggests maybe that's the mitzvah of Karpas, even though the Gemara says Karpas is merely Kadesh Yishol HaTinoikos, means that's what motivated the Chachamim to introduce Karpas in the first place. But once they introduced it, then they made it into the mitzvah Safila. So that's why the Rambam holds that you need a kazayis. And that's why the Rambam and the Rif hold that the rabbi can recite the Bar Pi Adama on behalf of the Balabatim. Kosov, they introduced it. It's part of the CPTS Mitzrayim. Anyway, so the Maisa, that's the story. These are the differences between CPTS Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Pesach night has to be Bariches, much longer than every night. Every night we just say one pasuk, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Mashiach Tzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim. That's the whole thing. Then we add on Lechumra, we add on Makas Bechairis and Kriyas Yamsuf. That's a Tosefta quoted by the Yerushalmi. So the Rishonim quote that. But on Pesach night you give an Ariches, then it's the Sapel Acherim Derech Sheila Tshuva regarding the mitzvahs halayla. Yeah, what's the din of Shmura Matzah? Shmura Matzah, it says, Shmartam Es HaMatzahs. That's on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. It says, Shmartam Es HaMatzahs. We darshan Shmartam Es HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah bo liotcha al tach mitzen. But that's a drasha. But in the pasuk, it doesn't say mitzvah. It says, Shmartam Es HaMatzahs. So you need Shmura Matzah. What does it mean, Shmura Matzah? So that seems to be a machlokes of Rishonim. The Rambam says, Shima Michimus. You should see to it that it doesn't become chametz. And the other Rishonim, Rashi and the other Rishonim say, Shmura means Asiya L'shma. Yeah, if it's Shima Michimus, so why is it only for the Leil HaSeder? You should need it all Pesach long. So the Magen Mishnah Taka says, according to the Rambam, you need Shmura Matzah all Pesach long. Shima Michimus, you need it all Pesach long. Others explain that it's not really correct. How likely is it? For what point on do you need Shmura Matzah? So that's a machloikis and the Gemara, whether Shmura Mishas Lisha or Shmura Mishas Kitzira. So we are Machmer Shmura Mishas Kitzira. That's the top line on Mem on the base. Mar Brei de Ravina Manketele Ime Ba'arbe, his mother used to, when she did the Ketziris Achitim, she would put it into a container and do Shema Mechim and Shmura Mishas Ketzira. So that's a Chumra, but Mi'ikra Din, that's recommended, but Mi'ikra Din, it's really enough Shmura Mishas Lisha. from the time that it can become chametz. Shmur and Mishas Katsira, it's highly unlikely that after you harvest the tvua, it's going to rain on it. Yeah, it's going to rain, but a little bit. But the rain is just going to be for a few minutes. And Eretz Yisrael hardly rains. Hardly rains after the cutting season. Starting from now, hardly ever rains in the summertime. If it rains, it rains for 5 minutes. And the water goes down, so it's not going to turn into chametz. It's going to dry up before it becomes chametz. The Minchas Chinuch points out, why is it good enough Shmur and Mishas Ketzira? The Gemara talks about earlier in the Masech, the Gemara talks about a possibility, the Achmetz ben Mechuber. It's possible theoretically that the kernels of grain became chametz when they were still attached to the ground. So why is it enough Shmur and Mishas Ketzira if it's possible it became chametz when it's attached to the ground? So he said that's very far-fetched. If the taka became Achmetz ben Mechuber, it will be chametz. But you're not mechuyev to be concerned about that. So that's why Me'ikar Adin, we paskin, that you don't really need Shmur and Mishas Ketzira. You don't have to worry about that. Even though it's detached and it's possible that it did become chametz, highly unlikely you're not mechuyev to worry about it. That's why the Rosh quotes a compromise, not Shmur and Mishas Lisha, not Shmur and Mishas Ketzira, Shmur and Mishas Tchina. Where did Tchina come from? So the answer, the Rosh explains, they used to have a water mill. They didn't have electricity. So the river is flowing anyway. So if you make a circular thing and the water is flowing, so it's going to, you can use it to set up a system to use the energy that's going to come from the fact that the mill is turning around. So since it's a water mill by the river and the water is splashing all over the place, so just like for sure you need Shmur and Mishas Lisha because you're mixing in the water, so if you have a water mill, so you need Shmur and Mishas Techina. Because from the time of Tchina, now they don't use water mills in America. We don't use water mills. They have electric. They use electricity. So there's no seichel to be machmir Shmur Mishas Tchina in America. But in Europe, where the Rosh lived, they used to have a water mill, so the water would be splashing on the water on the flour. So then it's a concern that it may have become chametz. Yeah. So the Shad is according to the Rambam. Is it really so that you need Shmura matzah for all 7 days of Pesach? There's a din of not allowed to eat chametz all 7 days of Pesach. So the Mefarshim explain. There is the Shach and Chosh Mishba quotes a Yerushalmi that there's a machleg Zab Yechanan Reish Lakash and we pass like Rab Yechanan that there's a difference. Oynes kemanda ovid lo yaminan, oynes kemanda lo yavid amrinan. Let's say the person has matzah and it's really chametz. He used flour that he ground up from the kernels of grain, and he didn't realize the kernels of grain were really chametz. But it's far-fetched. It's far-fetched. Achmetz ben Mechuber is extremely far-fetched. Sometimes you see it, it's Achmetz ben Mechuber. But if you didn't see it, you don't have to worry about that. And Me'ikar Adin, we paskan, it's really enough Shmur and Mishas Lisha. You really don't need Shmur and Mishas Ketzira. It's possible that it became chametz in between. It's far-fetched. Not as far-fetched as Achmetz ben Mechuber, but still it's far-fetched. You don't have to worry about that. So what happens if you had Shmur and Mishas Lisha and it happened that it was chametz? So that's a tragedy. You ate chametz. So you say, Oynes Rachman HaPatre. As far as eating chametz on Pesach, the Aveira, it was an onus. You want Mechuyev to be concerned about that far-fetched possibility. So Oynes Keman Deloy Ovid. Oynes is considered, well, Anara L'Sasa Dov is considered as if the person didn't do the Aveira. Aveira happened by itself. I didn't do the Aveira. But on the first night of Pesach, the first 2 nights of Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So if a person was nenas and he didn't do the mitzvah, Oynes Keman Ovid Loy Amrinu. That's the Machlekes of Yechem Rish Lakish. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. You don't say Oynes Rachmona Patre means if he did an Aveira, so Oynes knocks it off. Oynes cancels it. Oynes is Keman Deloy of it. But you don't say on the first night of Pesach, it's not just an Aveira to eat chametz, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. And if the matzah is chametz, he didn't do the mitzvah. So Oynes Keman Deloy Loy Aminu. So that's why even the Rambam would agree, Al Pi Pashtas, that you really only need Shmura Matzah by the Seder. You don't need all of Pesach. But the Magen Mishnah says, according to the Rambam's explanation, you should need Shmura Matzah all of Pesach. So that's why in recent years the Jews are wealthier than they ever used to be. So that's why now more and more people are medactic to eat Shmura Matzah all of Pesach. When I was growing up, hardly anybody ate Shmura all of Pesach. Who could afford that? It was way, and now the matzahs are 20 times more expensive than they ever used to be.
Maybe aren't even our non-shmura matzos shmura according to the Rambam's definition of shmura? They're not chametz.
Shema mechimutz.
Right.
Yeah.
So even your machine matzos, there's no reason to.
Well, it's only shmura mishas lisha. It's not shmura mishas kitzira. If you need shmura mishas kitzira, so that's more expensive. So you don't have that. But we're machma for both. We're machma for both. So let's say a Jew will, you have a mashgiach, and all the work is done in the factory by non-Jews. So if the din is that you need lushma, the way Rashi says, Pashim Shat Nasugi, you need lushma. So a nochri cannot create lushma. Why not? So that's the Ritva and Daf Mem quotes from the Chubas HaGo'enim, that since the nochri is Zaina B'Toiras, the nochri doesn't have the mitzvah to eat matzah, so he cannot create lishma. Whoever is in a b'toras, a certain mitzvah, cannot create lishma. That's everybody knows this from Rab Chaim in his Sefer. The only other person that he quotes in his Sefer is Rab Simcha Zelig. He quotes him about writing a get. He says that the Tosfos writes in Gittin, in the first paragraph of Gittin, there are four reasons why a goy can't sign. Goy can't sign on a get. Eirich Hasima. So two different reasons are the goy is in a b'toras Gittin the Kiddushin. And the other reason is that the goy can't write lishma. So Rabsim Chazalev said his impression was the Rama holds that that's one and the same. Why can a goy not write lishma? Whoever is ain't a b'toras, goyim don't have the institution of gerushin b'ksav. The Rama paskens to have gerushin, either he or she can initiate the divorce and say, nice, now you're goodbye and good luck. We don't want to live together anymore. So they terminate the marriage like that. There's one opinion in the Yerushalmi. There are two opinions in the Yerushalmi. Whether by Bnei Noach is there an institution of divorce or not. So the Catholic Church has adopted the Chumrah, that they never allow any divorces. The Gemara, the Yerushalmi says there's no gerushin b'ksav by the goyim. Is there any gerushin at all? So there's one opinion in the Yerushalmi that there's no gerushin. Once they get married, they're stuck. They can't get divorced. But the Rambam doesn't paskin like the Church. The Rambam paskin like the other opinion in the Yerushalmi. They can have gerushin bal peh, either he or she can initiate the divorce, and you don't need b'ksav, you just say bal peh. So Rab Simcha Zelig is quoted by Rab Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam. A Nochri cannot create Lishma because a Nochri is Zeinu B'Toras. Whoever is Zeinu B'Toras cannot create Lishma. That's what the Ritva quotes from the Goinim. Whoever is Zeinu B'Toras, that's a Tesis also like that. Whoever is Zeinu B'Toras, Rabbi Natam says that a woman cannot tie tzitzis. Because since women are potter from tzitzis, it's a mitzvah says to Shaz Magrama, and tying the tzitzis according to Tesis needs Lishma. The Rambam holds when you tie the tzitzis, you don't need lishma. Only when you make the wool into strings, the tviya needs lishma. But to tie the strings onto the beged, if a goy ties it on, it's possible. Because that will b'nei sov emata leim. B'nei sov b'yosu v'lo umisor lam b'yosu. If a goy ties the tzitzis, it's no good. But it's not because he needs lishma, because exeris akosom. That will b'nei sov b'yosu lahem tzitzis. B'nei sov v'lo umisor lam. But if a cotton ties the tzitzis, I used to tie tzitzis when I was a little boy. My grandfather was a shamus in the shul, in the young Israel, and he taught me how to tie tzitzis. So my grandfather apparently didn't know that you're not supposed to let a cotton tie tzitzis. The rabbi didn't know that I was tying. The rabbi was Tam Chochm, but the rabbi didn't know that I was tying the tzitzis. So I was tying everybody's tzitzis on the shul talis. So that's so according to tzitzis, we don't allow that, because you need lishma. And a cotton, Zeinu B'Toras, cotton doesn't have the mitzvah to say, cannot create lishma. Whoever Zeinu B'Toras cannot create lishma. So, if you say shmura matzah means asiya lishma, when is it called asiya samatzah? The ktsira, the harvesting, that's not called asiya samatzah. The lisha v'afia, that's called asiya salechem. Lisha v'afia. The nesina samayim and the lisha and putting it into the oven, the afia, that needs lishma. If you hold the inich shmura mishas katsira, that's not asiya lishma, that's shima mechimutz. So that if you have a goy doing it and he saw the time at agabov, so you have the shima mechimutz. The Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha quotes that from the Pri Chadosh, that katsira, the shmura mishas katsira, and the shmura mishas trina, because of the water mill and the water splashing on the flour, that's not asiya lishma. That the goy can do the grinding, the goy can do the harvesting as long as there's a Jewish mashgiach watching. But the Mishas Nesinus Amayim and the Lisha and the Afia, that has to be done by the Isur. If it's done by the Nochrin, Isur Amel Agabov, that's a lack of Lishma. Because the Lishma, Asir Lishma, is the Asir Samatz, has to be Lishma.
Flour in America is all washed, so the flour is coming to you.
Bleached. The kernels of grain are washed off, they're bleached in advance, yeah. But they wash it, that's, yeah. The Gemara talks about that. So, Mikra Din is not a problem. We're Machmer, the matzahs of Pesach, we don't bleach. We don't wash off the kernels of grain. But if you bleached it, so that it doesn't make it chametz. That's called lesisa. If you just pour on water briefly, and the water rolls off, it didn't have a chance to make it into chametz, then it dries off right away. There was a scandal about 25 years ago. The federal government penalized several of the flour companies because they weren't giving you in a 5-pound sack of flour. They didn't give you 5 pounds of flour. They did a shtick, they were putting in water is heavier than flour. So they were putting as many drops of water as they could into a 5-pound sack of flour that shouldn't be noticeable. It weighed 5 pounds. But it wasn't all 5 pounds of flour. Flour is very fluffy. So it had an ounce or two of water in it. So when the government found out that they were cheating the customers, so they penalized all of those companies, a couple of million dollars each. They shouldn't do it again. So that's a shaila. If they really put in water from the last couple centuries, all the goyish in the big cities, they always do lesisa. In Russia, 50 years ago, they didn't do lesisa. They were still able to buy flour in the store. Kemach min ashuk. Kemach min ashuk. Mikra din is b'shas hatrak. You can, even though there was no shmurim mishas ketzira, the kemach min ashuk mikra din is really also good for matzah for Pesach. You're not choshish that it became chametz, but because they do lesisa, so that's why there was a concern over the years that maybe the kemach min ashuk today is a suffik chametz, maybe it's chametz nuksha, maybe it's chametz dagen gomer. There were concerns. So once they found out that the goyim, the companies are putting in water on purpose in order to weigh it down, that it should have 5 pounds, and they don't give you 5 pounds of flour. They were cheating the customers, so then it's a big concern, Taka. Maybe all the flour that you have, the bags of flour, non-kosher Pesach flour, that could be that's real chametz dog and gomer. It's possible that it has real chametz in it.
So what do they do for flour today?
For Pesach? No, you have Jewish companies make the matzahs, and they make sure that they don't use this questionable stuff. They don't buy the kemach min ashuk. They use flour that they know didn't become chametzik. Yeah. Where's the story of Gebrux? Where does that come from? That's the page before. That's Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan Ele Dvarim She'Einam Boyim B'Dei Chimus Ha'Ofui. If the matzah was baked already, and then you soak it in water, you can soak it all you want. It's not bole de chimus. Whatever's already offered is not bole de chimus. So the Hasidim started a minig. Maybe in the days of the Holy Tanoim, when they would bake matzahs, everything would be baked properly. But maybe today, the baking is not so strong. Maybe it is not fully baked. There are different matzahs. Sometimes the matzahs are pale-faced Indians, and they're white. And sometimes they're mamish brown and burnt. Sometimes the shmura matzah are burnt. So if it's burnt, so there's no chashash, then maybe there's some raw dough in there. But sometimes there is a concern. Some of the dough is still raw. It wasn't really fully baked. So that was the chashash. If some of the dough is not fully baked, so the heat in the oven evaporated all of the moisture, so the chimetz process stopped. But if I'm going to dip this half-baked matzah into a cup of water, into soup, then it's going to be sitting, and it's raw dough, then it's going to be sitting in the water. If it sits long enough, it'll turn into chametz now. So that's where the chumer came from, the Gibrok story. So there was a Talmud Chacham whose father was a Rav, and his father paid the Nachlan's David to say from Baba Kam Baba Metzia by the Nachlan's David. Nachlan's David was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Bar Ojener from the early Talmudim. So he paid him to learn with his son, who was a teenager. And then he says they were going to learn together for 6 years. They were going to learn Zeroyim 1 year, and Moed the next year, and Noshim, Nezik, and Kachim Tara, 6 years, they're going to finish all of Shas. And after 2.5 years, they got bogged down, and the Rav Chaim Elojan sent a letter to the Nachman's David. He wants him to come back to the yeshiva to give a shir. That's what the... So this, his younger Harusa, his teenage Harusa, writes this in the introduction to his sefer. He has a sefer so thick, not so fat, on all of Shas. One little sefer on all of Shas. I forgot the name of the sefer. So he quotes on this Gemara, on Lamed Tes on the base, he quotes the story that when they told the Vilna Gaon that the Hasidim have such a minig, not the Ike Brooks, so the Vilna Gaon felt that whatever the Hasidim do by definition is wrong, everything they do is incorrect. So he put a knedel in the window to advertise that everybody should know that he doesn't hold from the Ike Brooks story. That's the source. This sefer, I forgot the name of the sefer. And the Hakdama to the sefer, he writes that he learned b'charusa with this older charusa with the Nachlan's David. He says he was stronger in learning. I was bright, but he was stronger in learning because when he was growing up, he lived closer to Vilna. So the Derech HaLimud of the Vilna Gaon had already reached his community. And I lived further away from Vilna, so the Derech HaLimud of the Vilna Gaon had not yet reached my community. What's the whole Derech HaLimud of the Vilna Gaon? What's the Derech HaLimud? That first you learn Tanakh, and then you learn Mishnayos, and then you learn Gemara. So because I learned everything, everybody always used to learn backwards. There were children learning Hilchos Shabbos and Magen Avrams. Magen Avram refers to Tosfos, and they never learned in Satman. They still don't like that. Children learn Yerodeya with the Shach, Achosh Mishpo with the Shach, and the Shach is talking about a Marshua. You have to know what the Tosfos, you have to know what the Gemara says, what the Tosfos says, what the Marshua says. The Shach is talking about they never learned the Gemara with the Tosfos, with the Mashur. So how do they know what the Shach is talking about? So if you learn everything out of order, you learn first the Shulchan Aruch with the Nesi Kelim, then you misunderstand everything, then it's going to be a sloppy mess. You won't be able to straighten it out later. So he said that was the whole difference between the Derech HaLimud of the Vilna Gaon. So he says Reb David Tebel, his older Harusa, was born and brought up in a community, in a village which was closer to Vilna. So he learned the Vilna Gaon's Derech HaLimud. First to learn Tanakh, then Mishnayos, and then Gemara, and then Shulchan Aruch with the Nesi Kelim. Anyway, so that's where that story comes from. Let's say a person comes from a Chassidish family, and he gets stuck, he's in Eretz Yisrael. Years ago, today, the children come back every month in Gandanish, they come to Eretz Yisrael. The sister's bas mitzvah, the brother's bas mitzvah. Everybody's coming back and forth. Years ago, he couldn't even call on a telephone. He couldn't send a fax. There was no way of communication. So the shayla is, let's say the kid is stuck in Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to eat by someone, and they're going to, he's a chassidish, he doesn't eat kibroks. Now he's stuck. His sister married a misnaget, and his sister serves kibroks on Pesach. What should he do? So some people do a hatoris and dorm. So the pashta says you can't do a hatoris and dorm. Hatoris and dorm is only if you're the bal haneder. This is a whole minig kehila. You're part of that kehila. So you have to get the whole kehila to be mataneda. That's a guy doesn't want to observe the minig anymore of waiting 6 hours between flesh and milk. Let him make ataris and dorm, but I'm a ramein. The answer is, you can't make ataris and dorm. You're not the bala neder. The bala neder is the whole kehila, all of the kehilas who wait 6 hours. Here there was someone talking to me yesterday. His family custom is that they do eat kibroks. And he and his brother decided they're going to be frumer than everybody else. They're going to observe kibroks. Okay? So then he and his brother adopted this minhag. So he can make ataris and dorm. But if you are part of the community that observes this minhag, you can't be mata the minhag. The whole kehila has to be mata the minhag. If he gets stuck, chat pa'mi, so the dog of my brother is ha'oris of the Nari Behuda, printed on the side of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch. So the dog of my brother writes there in Yerodeya. There's a siman in Yerodeya, I think it's Reshu Dalet or something like that. That a minig is binding mitam neder midirabbanan. That's how the Ran in the Dharm, Adaf Peyam and Aleph, Peyam and Beis quotes that from the Tosfos. That's why Tosfos read the Gemara. The minig is binding midirabbanan mitam neder. So just like this, hataras and daraman and neder, so you can have hataras and daraman and minig. So the Dogma Bava says that you only need hataras and daraman and minig if from now on you don't plan to observe the minig any longer. But if you do continue, you plan to continue observing the minig, you got stuck one Pesach, 2 days of Pesach, he got stuck by relatives or by friends who are eating the broth. So he says it's self-understood. It's like built into the minig that once in a while, if you're going to get stuck, so you'll have to violate the minig. That's self-understood. So for that, you don't need a hataras and dorm. That's what the Dogma Bava writes. Unless you want to be mata neder that mikana lahabo, you're not going to observe the whole minig. So then you need a hataras and dorm. But if you get stuck, b'shas hadchak, that's understood that it's mutter. Even without.
The only thing they have to give up.
What do you say?
The only thing they have to give up, they're already Nagi Brahsti. I mean, if you have what Nagi Brahsti, it would be better to not.
Yeah, if you can avoid the whole thing, avoid it. Sure.
Even the Nagi people know that what they're doing is not Maker Din, so they eat regular Nagi Yom Ches.
And the last day of Pesach, yeah.
But I heard from someone.
The Bnei Yisoscha writes in Bnei Yisoscha that the reason he was a Chassidus Reb, a Pirush Melech Dinaver. So he writes the reason why the Yikar Brux is that it shouldn't be a Kitrug on the Misnagdim who eat Gebrux all the Pesach. So the Yikar Brux on the last day that the Bezon Shalmado should realize that it's only a Chumr. So they shouldn't punish the Achenu Misnagdim. Who are not nizer in the gibrox. The shad is like the gibrox on erev Pesach. How many of the chumras of Pesach apply to erev Pesach? So Chacham Avadya ate kitnias. He's a svarta. They never had the minig not to eat kitnias. But he writes even for the Ashkenazim who don't eat kitnias, but erev Pesach he allowed to have kitnias. That's his chiddush. So the shad is if erev Pesach is mutter. So then it should certainly be mutter the last day of Pesach. The 8th day of Pesach should be mutter. We never heard that. The 8th day of Pesach, you're allowed to eat kidneys. I think the people that don't eat gibrox don't eat an Erev Pesach either. They don't eat gibrox. But Achron Shel Pesach, they do eat. Achron Shel Pesach is only mid the Rabbanon. So they're not machmer on the last day of Pesach. That's the question. How many of the chumers apply on Erev Pesach? Yeah.
I was reading that many of the minig. That in a Pesach like ours, where the Achron
Shel Pesach is on Shabbos, so
they can't cook the brachos. Shabbos, they can't cook the brachos earlier because
of their
over
baking comments. So they eat gebrachos
on the
seventh
as well.
Very
familiar. Apparently,
that's what
a lot of people are doing this year.
Okay. Tov aleihem bracha. Okay. What's the story with taruvas chametz? What is taruvas chametz? Taruvas chametz means if you have a mixture of chametz ingredients which is less than 50%. So it should really be bottled berayv, but still, since it's a nice and tam, so that's called taruvas chametz, so it's not bottled. So the Rambam counts these as two lavim. You're not allowed to eat chametz, you're not allowed to eat taruvas chametz. If you eat chametz, dogum gomor, there's karis. If you eat taruvas chametz, there's no karis. That's the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah. So the Ramban has, from time to time, Ramban has a major hasoga on the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvah. So the Ramban asks, he doesn't understand why the Rambam counted that as a separate loisosay. There's a din of Tam Kiki. Tam Kiki do have koris. So what did the Rambam say on Taruvas Chametz? There's no koris. And if it means that it's ain't a nice and tam, it's less than 50% ain't a nice and tam, so it's bottle, so it's mutter. So why is it osa? Manavshach. If the taruvas chametz is osa, so there should be karis. Sein and osin tam, so it should be bottle. So it should be mutter. So the Vilna Goyen in the Bir Agro in Hilchas Pesach writes, the Rambam's, to answer the kasha of the Ramban, the Rambam's opinion is that tam ki iker in kola tarakula never has karis. Let's say you have chela v'dam. You have cheder v'dam mixed into heter, and you have roiv against it. The cheder v'dam is less than 50%, and it's nice and tam. So would there be koris or not? So that's a big machlokes in Tosfos. When you say tam ki'ikir, do you say ahadri li'isu rekama? I have a law, I have an exception to the rule, I have an exception to the exception. I have a law that chelev is osa. I have an exception to the rule if it's batel b'roiv. Then I have an exception to the exception. if it should have been bottled bread, but it's nice and tam, so then tam ki ikar, so the exception to the rule doesn't apply. So they say, ahadri nisur kama, it goes back into the original category of chelav, so chelav has a kares, tam ki ikar of chelav has kares, a tam ki ikar of chazer has malchus. Or do you say, no, it's not ahadri nisur kama. It's a footnote on the bottom of the page. There's a rule, then there's an exception to the rule. There's an exception to the exception. What's an exception to the exception? Chazer is osir. If it's bottle derived, it's mutav, it's nice and tam. It's not mutav, but it's only an isur esse. It's not an isur lav. Do you say, ahad really isur kama? The exception to the exception goes back into the rule. Do you say, lo ahad really isur kama? So it's a big machlokes in Tosfos. Whether when you have something that's tam kiike, would they be malchus? And if it's chelav, would it be kares? So the Vilna Gaon says he thinks that the Rambam sheet that they answer the Ramban's kasha, the Ramban asks on the Rambam, nice and tam, then it's kares. If it's not nice and tam, then it's mutter. So where what's pshat in the Ramban asks on the Rambam? What's pshat in the Rambam? There's a separate lav on eating taruvas chametz, but it doesn't have any kares. How can there be such a thing? So the Vilna Gaon says the Rambam's opinion is that tam kiyiker is the rice is learned out from this pasuk, and there's no kares on tam kiyiker. That's what the pasuk says, no kares. That's a big chid. Pashtus is like the Ramban said, that on tam kiyiker it should be a hadri l'isur kama. The Rambam says that there's a lav of taruvas chametz and there's no kares. So Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rav Chaim thought that the correct pshat in the Rambam is what it says in Markevus HaMishnah. Markevus HaMishnah is several volumes, a commentary on the Rambam. So a lot of times there's a problematic Rambam, and the Lech HaMishnah stands on his head to try to figure out pshat. So the Markevus HaMishnah, the Lech HaMishnah will say, the Rambam is bothered with Tesis Kasha, and he didn't answer like Tesis held his Astiris. So he gives a whole complicated story. Markevus HaMishnah always gives you the most bland pshat in the Rambam. The most posh pshat around. So sometimes his pshat is correct. A lot of times his pshat is correct. Rav Chaim thought that this Markevus HaMishnah is correct over here. He says if you read the Rambam slowly and carefully, he never said that he's talking by Taruvas Chametz, that there's an Isser, even though it's less than 50% and there's no Kares. He never said he's talking about Mim Mishen and Mina, that it's nice and tam. He says he's talking about Mim B'mino. Mim B'mino. He said Mim B'mino should have been bottled Beroiv. And there is no tam kiyiker, there is no tam kiyiker, it's not nes and tam. So that's called mashuhu. So there's a concept of mashuhu deraisa. If you have kazayis terke de achilus pras, that's what the Ramah sheet is. You have kazayis terke de achilus pras, even though it's min b'minoi, it's an iser deraisa to eat the tarubis chametz, but there won't be any kares because it's less than 50%. Minatorit should be bottled beroiv. And it's ain't a nes and tam. If it would have been nice and tam, there would have been kares. But the Rambam never said he's talking about mim shen mi. He's talking about mim mina. So it comes out that there's a concept of mashuhu deraisa. Call the tikkun rabban and came deraisa tikkun. And call the tarkuda no such thing. That mim mina is usher if it's kazai stach nechlis pais nivna zayna nice and tam. There is no such thing. Only chometz. So there's a concept of mashuhu on the level of deraisa. Mashuhu is in the Gemara and the Aflamid. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel both hold like Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah holds that min b'minoi is b'mashuhu. When you have lach b'lach, min b'minoi is b'mashuhu. So they made exera de rabbanan chametz b'pesach and so chorus. They made exera de rabbanan min b'shein amino otum min b'minoi. But if you hold min b'minoi is not b'mashuhu, so this simple reading in Gemara, there ain't no such thing as chametz b'mashuhu. Shouldn't be any such thing. So that's the Tosfos quotes the Rabbi Natam holds like the Shultis, Alamed Amid Aleph Imsachim, that he holds that there is no Dina Mashu. Mashu is only Rabbi Shmuel hold Lishitosim. They hold like the Tana Rabbi Yudah, the Mim B'mino B'mashu. So they made it there Mim B'shein Amino at the Mim B'mino B'chametz B'pesach. But we don't hold like Rabbi Yudah Mim B'mino B'mashu. So the whole Mashu doesn't get off the ground. Needless to say, the Rabbi Natam's opinion has not been accepted. But in Shulchan Aruch they say if you have a big shas hadchak, it can be mitzaref the shiltis with this Rabbeinu Tam to other tzdodim lahakel. So once in a while the moira hara has to be makel on the mashum.
And the Rambam here is Rav Nir Tassel Rav Shmuel, assuming that Rav Shmuel is the captain of Mishnah's explanation.
The Rambam does pask in Mashu, he does pask in Mashu, but he writes that he sounds like he's saying the Mashu is deraisa. Mashu is not deraisa, but there is a Mashu that is deraisa. Called the Tikkun Rabbanu came deraisa Tikkun. Min b'minoi chametz b'pesach, even though it's less than 50%, and he's saying in nice and tam, it's still asa, but there won't be kares. That in a certain sense, that's called Mashu. Asha means that it should have been bottled berayv. If it would have been nice and tam, so it's not bottled berayv, but it's not ain't nice and tam, and still it's also called man that you have kazayis tachadachilos pras. So then in a certain sense, that's a mashu deraisa. So with the rabbana they asked, even if it's less than kazayis tachadachilos pras.
How's that different than the regular dinam of minum in all machalos kesuros?
Mimbimina, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda.
And only here the Rambam says, only by Taruvus Chomis, the Rambam says that Mimbimina or Mashu is an ass.
Yes, yes.
This first pshat that Rebbe gave in the Rabbah, it's
the Vilna Gaon's pshat?
Yeah, about the Taruvus, it's not Hajj Yisurei. Isn't it against the Yerushalmi and Tala? Because the Yerushalmi and Tala says that if you have a Tam Dagon in a mixture, then it's good for Matzah, right?
That's an Iris.
But it sounds like it's Hajjul. I mean, it sounds like the Tam is Mashavit is Matzamah.
No, that's a din of Greira. The Yerushalmi said there's a Mishnah that Iris that you mixed in Chitim, so there'll be a chemical reaction. The Iris usually is not Bala Dechimot, but if you mixed in Chitim and it has a Tam Chitim, then it's gorer. Then it'll have a chemical effect on the oiris. The oiris will also be bole dechimutz. So you'll be like if you eat a kazayis of the whole thing. You don't have to eat a kazayis of the chitim, because the oiris is also bole dechimutz. The dogan is gorer the oiris.
Was Rebbe saying, according to the Mekevus HaMishnah, that if you have tarubis chametz, where the chametz is less than a kazayis, you're still going to be chayav olav, or only when it's more than a kazayis?
If you have a kazayis toch de'achilas pras, then the Rambam says you'll be loike, but there won't be chorus. If you have less than a kazayis toch de'achilas pras, less than that ratio, then it's only with the Rabbanon. Then it's mashu is only with the Rabbanon. So maybe we'll learn that tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow's Erev Shabbos. Or maybe next week we'll continue on mashu, what's included in mashu. Okay?
Ashkenazim can't eat kidneys unless they're Pesach, because it's like neither these fetayim is in Ashkenazim, or these fetayim are for the Yom.
What do you mean you can't eat kidneys then?
And if they're Pesach, because neither these fetayim is in Ashkenazim, these fetayim are for the Yom.
It's not Mutzer. I think it's Mutzer. Something is also Bachir Bahanoah. It's also Bahanoah, then it's Mutzer. Also, Bechol, there's Mutzer. Bahamas, but that's not Mutzer. Kidney is only also Bachir, it's Mutzer Bahanoah. And I can feed it to the Spartan. So it's not Mutzer. I'm allowed to feed it to Svadim, there's no lifting either. So it's not, the kidneys is not there, it's not Mukta on Pesach.
Rebbe, if somebody knows that they're going to be anus and not make a yard site minion, is it better for them to say Kaddish before or after the yard site?
Is it better to say before or after? Probably before.
Thank you, Rebbe. Shabbos.
A good from Shabbos. The annual guest speaker for Shabbos HaGadol, Rabbi Lapyansky. He came a few years, no?
Amazing. How did you get out of